I hate to tie up a dog, and it shouldn't be necessary. If we're gonna keep dogs on the ranch, they ought to be taught to obey a command.
Slim's mouth dropped open. Obey a command? Now that's a real new idea. Who's gonna be the teacher?
I had you in mind.
That's what I figured. But since I have to do all the work on this place, that don't leave much time for schooling dogs. And you sure wouldn't qualify.
What makes you think so?
Slim slouched against the door. Loper, I'd like to meet the dog you trained. After you got through with him, he'd need to spend 6 weeks with a psychiatrist. And you know why? 'Cause you ain't got enough patience to boil an egg, much less train a dog. Loper stared at him.
So what do you suggest?
Well, the easiest thing would be to sell the ranch and throw in the dog as a bonus. Loper barked a laugh.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. What else?
Slim brought out his pocket knife and started cleaning his fingernails. I was listening to the radio yesterday and heard an ad. Some feller's coming to town to hold an obedience school for dogs. It starts tomorrow morning, but you have to register your dog this afternoon at the courthouse.
Keep talking.
Well, my first thought was that we might try to enroll you, but I don't think they dropped their standards that low. Loper heaved a sigh.
Slim, hurry up.
Well, here's a guy who knows something about training dogs, and he's coming to Twitchell. You could load up Bird Brain and take him to school. It only cost $25. Loper thought that over.
Okay, it's worth a try. Only I'll be busy.
Slim's eyes came up. Busy doing what?
I'll be busy being busy. This was your big idea, buddy. You take the dog. Oh, and don't go dropping him off and slipping away to the pool hall. You stay and watch. Maybe it's not too late for you to learn something, too.
Loper's face lit up with a grin.
Like I've said before, being the boss has a few advantages.
Loper, I've got 15,000 things to do.
Get him enrolled this afternoon. Take him with you so he don't try to hide. And don't forget to wash out the vaccine guns.
Loper gave him a wink and walked away, leaving Slim alone with a stunned expression on his face. Slim closed up his knife and started muttering to himself. Well, that'll teach me to come up with an idea. By grabs, next time I'll keep my trap shut. He cupped his hand around his mouth and yelled, It sure don't pay to use your brain on this outfit. Loper walked on to the house. That was a pretty interesting conversation, don't you think? I thought it was very interesting because it revealed that the cowboys had gotten fed up with Drover's careless behavior and were going to send him off to school. Did you notice that they'd called him Dingbat and Birdbrain? I had called him those names many times myself, and we're talking about dozens or hundreds of times. And yes, it was high time that somebody tried to teach him something. Hey, this was great news, the best news of the week. If there was any dog in Texas who needed to go to a school for dingbats and bird brains, it was Drover. I put all thoughts of sadness and remorse behind me, held my head at a proud angle, and marched up to Slim. I wanted him to know that I supported his decision 100%. When he saw me, his eyebrows lifted.